2:15 afternoons with Aaron. We're going to talk some track and field. The Albert Lea boys track and field team had a meet at Rochester Century this week, and their meet for today over in Austin is still on. Track and field fans, if you want to check out some action today, that big meet over in Austin is still going on today. Kevin Gentz, the head coach, the Albert Lea boys track and field team, joins us. And Kevin, a good afternoon.
Hey, thanks. Thanks a lot. A little bit rainy this morning. I think everybody saw, but fortunately things have cleared out, and the temperature is just going to continue to increase throughout the day, and we're very hopeful that, it'll stay dry, and it is a little bit windy, but compared to some of the other conditions we've had, it's a good opportunity to compete today, so we're excited.
I was going to say, I think you had a couple of meets already in Faribault, and the weather conditions weren't great for those, right?
No, they weren't. Cold has been the kind of the descriptor of our meet so far, and Tuesday night in Century was fairly cold as well.
Oh yeah.
But we muscled through that, and it's a little bit on the warmer side. Last night we actually had a junior high meet in Medford. Those kids performed really well. They got second place up there and had a lot of fun. And it was just perfect, 55 degrees and sunny. It was just a great night to compete.
Now, Kevin, let's talk about on Tuesday, like you mentioned, wasn't the best weather day. Your team was over at Rochester Century. Three teams competing, if I remember correctly, and your team came up just short of that number two spot.
Yeah, we did. So Red Wing finished second with 53 points. We finished third with 49.5. We're very competitive with them. So at the end of the year, Rochester Century, they are not a team that's in our section, whereas Red Wing is. And so when we face some teams that are a little bit more our size, we definitely are a little bit more competitive. Red Wing's got a great coach, great team. They're a lot of fun to compete against. We had a good time. But we still did have some very good performances. But the guys were pretty excited how competitive they were.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the results. Talk about some of those top performances from Tuesday.
Pacey Brecky, he won the 2 mile last week in Faribault, his first time out, and he went over the mile for this past meet, and he ran a 5:10 Tuesday, and he took first place. Mile times were a little bit down with some of the temperatures and the wind, but he pulled out a really, really tough finish at the end and got first place at a 5:10. He'll be running the 4x8 and the 2 mile today, so that's pretty exciting. Gavin Hanke ran the 2 mile. He ran a 10:27, knocked off about 20 seconds from his time earlier this year and got second place. Gets a really good runner from Rochester Century, so that was exciting for him as well. We had Brant Blozer. He's a freshman that ran his first set of 110 hurdles. And he got first place in that, and then second place in the 300 hurdles with a time of 46.5, which is a very respectable time. He was super excited. The team was too. Just watch him out. It seems like he has a little bit of natural ability towards that event. We also scored first place in the 4x100-meter relay. Ran her best time by about a second to 47.12. That relay, Alex Palmer. He's a sophomore. Tanner Kahn, he's a junior. Sasso, who's a junior, and then Cole Jansen, who's a senior. They're very excited to put up even a better time, hopefully today. They really want to drop under 47 and get those 46s.
Again, Kevin Gentz, head coach, Albert Lea boys track and field team, joining us here on Kate Radio. So today, another meet. Give us a preview of what's going on in Austin again. That track and field meet will take place at a Westcott at that complex. Tell us about today's meet.
Yeah, so today's meet is a little bit different in that Tuesday's meet, some of our other meets have been what we refer to as unlimited entry, whereas today is a meet that has 8 or 9 teams and a limited entry of 3 people for event. And so that kind of heightens some of the competition, so to speak. So if people are looking to see some of the better competition in the conference, Stuartville will be there as well. They've got a great team. You're going to see some really good performers today. So today is a little bit more of a real feel meet. Some of the other meets are almost like glorified practices, so to speak, just because everybody's getting their feet wet this time of year. But today's meet, there's going to be a lot of really good competition. Austin does a really good job of hosting this meet. We've tried to put together some of our a really solid and competitive lineup. Gavin Hanke, who's, you know, our top performing athlete, he's running both the mile and the 2 mile today. We're excited to see how he'll compete there, and then see where some of our relays compete as well. Logan Strom came out really strong in the discus about a week ago, throwing nearly 130 feet. He's hoping to get back on track and see how he stands up against some of the really good competition. So, yeah, it's a little bit wet, but still great track and field opportunities to put up some wonderful scores and some wonderful performances.
Kevin, after today, what's on the docket for the team next week?
Next week on Monday, our 9 through 12 program will host a junior high meet. So our 7th and 8th graders will get a chance to compete at home against Owatonna, Faribault, Waseca, and Austin. That'll be very exciting. And then we'll get on the road and head on over to John Marshall, where we'll compete against John Marshall, Owatonna, and then obviously we'll be there as well. That'll be an unlimited entry meet. But just one meet next week as opposed to two, a chance for us to get a little bit more training in. This week we did a tough training day on Wednesday in the middle of our two meets. So I will say our legs are tired. We're not trying to peak right now during the season. We're trying to peak later on. So guys have some miles on their legs, there's no doubt, but next week we look forward to getting back on the track and doing some more practice after our meet at John Marshall.
Now, Kevin, I got to ask you before I let you go. I know cross country went to a 3 classes in the fall. Is a track and field, is that at 3 classes, and has it been there before, or just make the switch?
This is the first year that the Minnesota State High School League section and state competitions will be moved to 3 classes.
Okay.
For track and field. That's very exciting. We'll be in a little bit more competitive grouping at the end of the year. We don't know what that feels like because it's never happened before. We're thankful that they made the move, and we are excited to see what that brings at the end of the year.
Because with the 2-class system, I'm assuming just like the cross-country team, you're going against the Owatonnas and the Rochester schools when it comes to trying to get to the state meet.
And Lakeville North and Lakeville South.
Oh, yeah, throw them in there, too.
And Farmington and the whole listing. And it was just very challenging. And nothing against those programs. They're great programs. But it is tough, you know, when you have, say, 800 kids grades 9 through 12 to compete against the schools with the likes of 1,800 kids grades 9 through 12. Challenging. So this will provide more opportunities for success for athletes overall and just better balanced competition. So we're very excited.
Kevin, thank you so much for the update. Stay dry today. Good luck to the track and field team out there in Austin.
Hey, thanks so much, Aaron. Appreciate it. You have a great day.